Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. I appreciate God for his mercy. I appreciate God for his grace. Well, thank God for giving us opportunity to see another beautiful day like this. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree, the midnight prayer meeting, and it has been a wonderful period in the presence of God. It has been a deliverance session to many, many people. And I want to welcome you to this platform. I am believing God that you are going to give testimony. I am believing God that you are going to also be celebrated. I am believing God that God Almighty will catapult your destiny to the next level. Whatever may be your challenge, I am telling you today, God will lift them away. Every yoke of delay, yoke of failure at the edge of breakthroughs, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every verdict pronounced upon your destiny shall be cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. Every law of darkness working against your family line shall be revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God shall promote you. The Lord God shall establish you. The Lord God shall lift you up. There shall be favor upon your destiny. There shall be favor upon your family. Wherever you appear with the garment of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Our beloved, I want to appreciate God for giving you this opportunity to join us. And I want to really thank God for all that the Lord has been doing. A lot of testimony has been rolling onto us. And we thank God for the grace. We thank God for the mercy. We thank God for giving us this opportunity. Wherever you are, just begin to appreciate him. Begin to worship him. Adore him, give him glory, worship him in your own dialect, just bless his name. He's so good, he's so great, he's so kind, he's so faithful. Lord, we appreciate you, we give you glory, we give you honor. We appreciate you, we appreciate you, because of your agape love. We appreciate you, we appreciate you, because of your agape love. I appreciate you, I appreciate you, because of your agape love. I appreciate you, I appreciate you, because of your agape love. Bless his name and worship him. Bless his name and adore him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft operation around me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft operation around me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft operation around me, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Any power raising evil altar against me, in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me, in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you are joining us for the first time, when I call the prayers, you personalize it and pray. As we are praying and praying, we are all doing the midnight prophetic together. So it will get to a section I have to decree into your life. At that moment, you say amen. But when I call a prayer point, you call the prayer point. When it's come to prophetic decree, I begin to issue that decree as I'm led by the Lord. And instantly, the power of God take control and begin to implement in your life. And that is how it's going to be settled. I just want you to pray this prayer now. When it's that time for me to decree, I'll tell you it's now for me to decree. You are going to pray along with me. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every negative material circulating my bloodstream, be evacuated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every negative material circulating my bloodstream, be evacuated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every negative material circulating in my bloodstream, be evacuated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every negative material circulating in my bloodstream, be evacuated by fire, be evacuated by fire, be evacuated by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Any satanic animal walking around against me, in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around against me, in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around against me, in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around against me, in Jesus' name. We pray. Any power using the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night to oppress me, tie by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night to oppress me, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, I cut myself off from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I cut myself off from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. When you say, I cut myself off, it means I separate myself. Let me use that language so that I can be clear to you, a layman joining us. So say, I separate myself from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from territorial curses in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from territorial curses in Jesus' name we pray. Every bloodshed assigned to bury my glory, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every bloodshed assigned to bury my glory, backfire, 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 backfire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I'm going to start a section with you now, and I don't want you to miss this section at all, and I don't want you to miss all the prayers. This section, I'm coming on it as a result of many people who have been calling me and then, you know, asking questions, and I noticed that many of them, large percentage of them, they have this foundational bondage, and many of them do not know how they can address it. Many of them do not know how they can get out of it, and instead of getting the solution, instead of getting freedom, they started entering into more bondage. They were going to places they're supposed to go. Imagine somebody who needed a solution that was also going to the stream to take bath. Somebody who needed a solution that was assigned or was instructed to throw some object inside the river. Somebody who needed a solution that was told to go to the T junction and drop a sacrifice. Somebody who needed a solution that was told to to be using the to be drinking salt or go and use salt. And to do many things like that. Somebody who needed a solution, and you are telling the fellow that he should be bathing himself with salt for 50 days, for 51 days. Somebody who needed a solution that he was instructed that the only way you can get a solution is for you to take your cloth and wear it upside down. These are just satanic prescription that have been given to many people and bringing them into more bondage. Somebody who needed a solution that was instructed at the same time that you came for the foot of the womb, and somebody was instructed you again that you have come to the foot of the womb, you have to go and swallow some concussion, and this has brought many people into a more bondage. And it's becoming a hard and difficult bondages. And that is why I have to go back into this topic and then meticulously see how I can analyze them for you to understand how to pray, for you to understand how to trace it down if the problem is foundational. You need to identify the problem you are facing? Is your problem foundational? Is your problem household enemy? Is your problem territorial attack? Is your problem marine attack? Is your problem from your close enemy? Is your problem yourself? These are, you have to understand that if you cannot classify this problem into category, you won't be able to attend to the problem very well. You'll just be muddling up things and be getting more into bondage, getting more into bondage. Somebody who needed a solution that cried so far, and somebody was now telling him or telling her that the only way you can get your solution is for you to go and sell your shoe. You know, these are terrible prescriptions. These are satanic lectures that they have been given to people. So that is why I'm coming, to make these lectures very, very clear. And I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. May I tell you something? That 98% of the problem of every one of us is foundational. We need to let you know that. We need to know that it's foundational. And then foundational and household enemy, sometimes they work intertwined. They work together, And this has been a major attack that we have been facing. But when you identify the battle, when you analyze the battle, and you identify the source of the battle, you'll be able to get out of that battle on time. I pray that God will help us today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking on dealing with foundational problems. Dealing with problems that are foundational. When we refer to foundation, the Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's a lamentable, terrible something, that statement is highly loaded. When the Bible says in Psalm chapter 11 verse 13, it said, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Because the foundation has capacity to maximize the righteous. The foundation has capacity to sink the glory of people. The foundation has capacity to break the bones of even the righteous. The foundation has capacity to useless a child of God. The foundation has capacity, to make mess of lives of people. The foundation can make somebody to become mad. The foundation run people crazy. The foundation pushes people into problems upon problems. It's easier of making them to get solution. It makes them to enter into the problem the more. That's why the Bible says that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? The only thing the righteous can do is to go to God and ask God in prayers, what is the solution to this problem? Ask God, why is this problem here? Ask God, what is the secret of this problem? And ask God how to get out of this problem. Because there is no problem that we have found ourselves that God did not know about the problem. There is no problem that we have found ourselves that God was not aware at the beginning. He understood when before even the problem came to your life. So, and he has a solution to all problems, no matter how complicated, how hard the problem is. So I'll be talking now on dealing with foundational problems, foundational difficult problems. What are these problems? How can we deal with them? Problem from foundation. What we need to understand first is we have to understand when we are talking about foundation. When we say foundational problem, we are talking about problems that come from foundation of a man. A foundation is just like when you look at a building, you understand foundation. The foundation is there and the building is on top. You cannot see that foundation, but it's sustaining the building. And the strength of that building depends on the strength of that foundation. The Bible says that a wind blowed, when the wind blew, when the storm came, it hit that building and the building did not collapse because the foundation is strong. So when the foundation is not strong, it will collapse. The Bible said the same wind blew, the same storm came, and when it hit another building, the building collapsed because the building was on a sandy soil. It could not stand the stress. It could not stand the stress of the attack. It could not stand the stress of the confrontation. In life, we are going to be confronted with a lot of things. The second name of this life is battle. The Bible says a man that is born of a woman have a few days to live, but at the same time, few days is full of trouble. Foundational problems are problems that have made life miserable, have made life very, very miserable. But I know one thing. by the grace of God, the solution is there in the blood of Jesus. The solution is there in the name of Jesus. And today, you will be delivered from every foundational problem in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. We are going to pray aggressively right now. You know, and I'm going to continue this lecture tomorrow. I'm going to pray aggressively. Say every foundational problem arresting my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, every foundational problem arresting my breakthrough. In Jesus' name, pray. If you are not born again now, it's better you confess your sin, because you can't go further in recovery, in a recovery process without being free. You know how to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Tell the Lord to come into your life. Tell the Lord to deliver you as we go into the prayer more. Thank you, Father. May the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name, prayer. Now, I want you to pray these prayers. Pray very well. Say every foundational delay in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every foundational delay in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every foundational delay in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every foundational delay in my life, scatter in Jesus' name, prayer. Foundational yoke assigned to limit my life, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational yoke assigned to limit my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and shout this one very well. Say, scorpion and serpent in my foundation, biting my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Scorpion and serpent in my foundation, biting my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Scorpion and serpent in my foundation, biting my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer, we are going to pray three times and pray very well. Say, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, in Jesus' name we pray. What I call is this. I say, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, die. What that one means is this. When you are having a dream and you are almost getting there, you cannot get there. You have a dream, you are almost meeting a breakthrough, you cannot meet it. Physically, you see yourself getting close to a breakthrough, it cannot get to you. You are having a dream and you are seeing a strong man standing at the gate of your miracle. You have a dream, you are about to cross over to the other side, but you couldn't cross. You have a dream. You see water blocking you from crossing over. It's a foundational strong man. Open your mouth and say, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle. In the name of Jesus, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, die. That is what we said. Get ready now. Say, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, there. In the name of Jesus, foundational strong man at the gate of my miracle, there. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. You can see what God is doing now. And the Lord will do more in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now get your bottle ready. If you get a bottle of water, if you are joining us for the first time, just look around. If you don't get a bottle, if you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. There must be water around you, definitely. If you don't have them, get an handkerchief ready. Heavenly Father, I sanctify all these items. They are just materials for a material to carry the presence and power of God. We use them as a symbol of faith. We pray that all these materials shall be anointed, shall be soaked into fire, shall carry the power of Holy Ghost, shall carry fire of deliverance in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus flow into them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, if you have the oil, anoint your head. If it's mantle, put it. If it's water, just put small on your head. And you pray very well. Say, every foundational pollution in my life, in the name of Jesus, every foundational pollution in my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Now I want to pray some healing prayers, and I want you to pray it along with me. When I call the prayer, you call it also. Anoint your chest and pray this prayer like this. Say, every arrow fire to drain my blood, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire to drain my blood, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. I want you to be very forceful and cry, go back to the sender with aggression. We are going to put the oil now on our stomach. Just put it on your stomach, rub it there, and say the same prayer. Say, every evil arrow, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow, fire to my life. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two hands. Anoint it together. Now, as open your palm now. Look at your palm and pray this prayer. Say, every arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Every arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender. Arrow of poverty in my hand, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Your hand is your instrument of labor, and therefore, every arrow of poverty there, I challenge it. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Anoint your legs. Anoint your leg now. Say the same prayer. Say, every arrow assigned to stagnate my life, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow assigned to stagnate my life, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Every evil arrow assigned to stagnate my life, go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Your legs is your instrument of dominion. From today, wherever you go, you shall meet with favor. Wherever you go, God shall establish you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to decree to your life now, and you can say amen. Father, I decree into the life of everyone connected to me right now, wherever you are, I pray that the hand of God shall move you forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil hand that has been controlling your life from the day you were born, I command the hand to wither, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone in your family that is using witchcraft to control you, I command such one to be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, in the name of Jesus. Oh, every close enemy that is pretending to be your friend, be exposed and be disgraced. 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 In the name of Jesus, le copato e lu comprakata la kaya le pia konzate le kaya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at the mighty wonders here. Look at the miracle. Check yourself now. Healing has come upon your body. The blood has been purged. Yes, every sickness hiding in your blood, get out now. Yes, every bone that is weak, be revived. Yes, I command your bone to be revived. I command your tendon, your joint to be revived. Be revived. Your ligament, be revived. Your muscle, be revived. Be revived. Be revived. In the name of Jesus, having strength in your leg. If you cannot speak, speak well. Those who cannot see, I command your eyes to open. In the name of Jesus, those who cannot walk, begin to walk. In the name of Jesus, that fibro growing in that body, dry up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Bring out your prayer request. Father, I pray on this request. Answer us by fire. Attend to this request by your power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Look at what the Lord has done already. Yes. Something is going on that place. There's an arrow jumping out from that head. Your head is balanced now. You have been having terrible attack on your head, serious pain like migraine, but you are free now. Thank you, Lord. Yes, there's a woman there. You have been tied down in the dreams several times, but the Lord has let you, has set you free. Yes, there's another person connected to us. You lost your job as a man. Your wife also lost her job, and you have been so down. Within the next few days, the Almighty God will give you a better job, and there will be testimony in your life. Yes, thank you, Father. That fellow that is on the wheelchair, I command the yoke of darkness upon you to be broken. The arrow fired against you shall go back to the center. Strength shall come upon you. I am awaiting your testimony. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. There is a financial breakthrough coming upon that fellow. Yes, I open the door for that financial breakthrough. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, don't forget, God is going to bless you in a new way. Yeah, there's an open door now. Business will open unto you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Something is still going on over there now. Yes, there's a satanic yoke placed upon a man. That yoke came upon you because you defy your own blood sister. And that yoke came upon your life. You defy her. You made love with your own blood sister. And that day, the yoke was placed upon your life that you are going to be vagabond and things will never gather in your life. I command that yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Le peketo le barakata, le bakunza, le tokrabo shata. Thank you, Father. It is time for us to pray for this country, Nigeria. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray for this country. Pray for this country. Let God expose all the enemy of this country. Let God disgrace all the enemy of this country. Let God move this country forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lakate probo shete kada pamparia makate rima paloko sataya Nigeria makapondi le kopra kosataya le potu akata Nigeria makaraporia iria makapai ile sotoya makandaya. In Jesus' name we pray. May God fight for this country. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for all of you connected to us now. God will minister to you. God will solve your problem. All the bondage of you cannot conceive shall be broken, and the Lord will bless you with twins, triplets in the name of Jesus. Those who have not yet married, I pray that your marital glory shall be released. Those who have some battle in their homes, I command that battle to scatter and the root of that battle to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your business shall be favored. Greater grace shall come upon you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, if you want to get across to us, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Fexta Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Fexta Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.